Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, April 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians are arrested in Saudi Arabia. Zambia's president accepts Christ, and a worldwide Christian radio partnership celebrates 20 years. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah and U.S. President George W. Bush met this week to discuss oil production, Christians are seeking the release of fellow believers. According to reports, Pakistani Christians were arrested in someone's home last Friday, Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller.
It was a prayer service that's held every week, and the religious police broke in and detained 40 believers and are still holding two of those members, the pastor and an evangelist of that group. So we're very concerned with this latest development.
Saudi Arabia absolutely forbids the worship of anything other than strict radical Islam. Despite that, Open Doors is helping Christians in areas just like Saudi Arabia with resources to help believers reach the lost.
We can't go, most of us, but a Pakistani or an Indian can be an evangelist for the church. And we can support them, and we can encourage them, and we can strengthen them through our work strengthening the church.
Next, Zambia's acting president, Levi Mwanawasa, faces allegations of electoral corruption. But the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Larry Pompelli says while many African politicians have used religion as a pawn in the government game, Mwanawasa's public baptism and profession of faith contradicts the charges.
At this point, it seems like this is a real genuine move. I think allowing himself to be baptized has really made a bold statement to the whole of the Christian community there in Zambia, and I think they're excited.
Mwanawasa is respected for his integrity and for launching an anti-corruption campaign 3 years ago. The public declaration of his faith could also make him a target, Pompelli says.
We can pray for him that he would be able to maintain leadership within the country, drawing all the different factions together, but also to maintain a role of integrity within who he is as a Christian.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio is making a difference in areas where traditional missions are challenging. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says that's where the World by Radio Consortium is most effective.
That has been active since 1985. This is a 20th anniversary. And the main work of that has been coordinating plans for global development of new languages. Different organizations sharing what they're planning to do to reduce the amount of duplication.
DeYoung says they met earlier this month to figure out how to expand their scope and streamline their efforts.
I pray that there will be a continuing spirit of cooperation and of not viewing outreach strictly from the perspective of any given single organization, but rather looking at it as part of the overall effort of the body of Christ.
Meanwhile, Buckner Orphan Care International is making it easier for at least 15 Russian children to find their forever families. They're doing it through their Angels from Abroad program. Buckner finds adoption-minded families to host 7 to 12-year-olds visiting the United States this summer. It's Buckner's prayer that every angel will find a family to adopt them. Host families are limited to the Dallas, Texas area, but financial support for their overseas travel could ultimately introduce them to Christ. And when missionaries come home from the field, many are tired. Some just need a week to recharge. Well, this summer, the Maranatha Bible and Missionary Conference in the United States wants to help. Because of a generous donor, the Michigan-based ministry located on the shoreline of Lake Michigan is offering a vacation to missionaries serving in foreign fields for just 10% of the actual cost. Space is limited and only during the weeks of August 13th and 27th. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.